Namaha namaste. So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Walking in the rain. Yes, autumn is beginning. So what happens when seasons changing? We're changing also our self-care practice. You slowly get used to a colder weather, changing your supplements you're taking to be able to nurture your joints. And maybe your skin gets drier. Overall, a little bit more dehydrated. Your joints feel stiffer. So there are all ways on how to do it. There's a great supplement place called Augment Life in Berlin, and you can order them all online. And and you eat more grounding foods, root vegetables, soups. If you do eat meat, maybe more meat, to just feel more grounded. Especially when you're an overthinker. We call this in Ayurvedic tradition a vata dosha, too much air. We have the tendency to overthink, so we need to ground that energy. So, besides talking to you about the seasons, let me see where ninjas are there. He doesn't like rain, but that's fine. We get over it. So, I like to speak to you about vulnerability. Last week we spoke about open heart consciousness. Vulnerability is it goes hand in hand together with open heart consciousness. Our society and culture slowly adapts a different notion of vulnerability. As you can see, there's a great lady who is a writer called Brené Brown who speaks about vulnerability a lot. I would definitely check her out. And vulnerability speaks about really exposing or showing people and the world your true self, your authenticity. And let's be honest, there's only one you. So please embrace that uniqueness. Vulnerability speaks about showing your emotions and feelings. That in the last decade, or let's say many hundred years, we have been taught to not show our emotions and feelings in public. And maybe you have come across in your upbringing and also at work, you're too emotional, you're too sensitive. I love that. And when that happens, we tend to then shut down our emotions and they go deep inside of us. And that's how actually manifestation and dis-ease can happen. And also, trauma can be just bottled up. And then, let's go further in the cycles. In order for us to numb that certain emotion, what do? There are certain addictions, certain substances. How we can numb them without being in touch with our emotions, that's our body. Vulnerability speaks about having the courage to go inside, to work with it, to heal it, to show people who you truly are. Vulnerability also shows great leaders these days because there's a shift of leadership, a shift of corporations actually using this gift. Because guess what? Vulnerability and being authentically you, and if you're highly sensitive, empath, that's a superpower. Yes, I repeat this again. It is a superpower. Why? Because we can also further develop our soft skills like emotional intelligence. Maybe you have heard this already on board, in corporations and companies. When you are able to hone the craftsmanship of emotional intelligence, embracing really being a highly sensitive empath, you're able to read the room, the energies, people's emotions, and be able to respond rather than react. Why is this important? It is important to nurture relationships. It is important to come from a place of compassion and empathy. But first foremost, and there is one guiding principle within the philosophy of yoga, called ahimsa, nonviolence, compassion, kindness. When you are kind to yourself and you understand your vulnerabilities and you understand your emotions and your feelings and you go inside and heal exactly what is troubling you, and you come from that place to create relationships, to nurture relationships, you are able then also to nourish these relationships with a certain healing energy that helps the other person also to understand you better and you understand the other person better. Vulnerability is such a key component to that, to hone the craftsmanship of being a highly sensitive empath and an emotional intelligence. You can use this at your workplace, in your private relationships, and understanding also how the energy shifts if you're more yang or more yin receiving. I'll give you an example. Because I have been such a doer, not really a human being, but most of my life I have been a human doing. And doing the yoga practice and various teacher trainings and certifications, I realized I need to become more a human being. And Tai Chi Qigong, the teachings of Shaolin Temple Europe, and especially Shifu Shihang Zuan, have actually helped me to really embrace my yin, my receiving energy, and being allowed to receive and to be. Manifestation, if you go further, because we see everywhere these podcasts, how can I manifest my dream life? How can I manifest fortune and fame? Manifestation takes place from that specific space of being. Feeling it, seeing it, being in the situation. And not just from a place of want, do everything to get it. Because sometimes you have the tendency to force and to push. To find the right balance between yin and yang. While we are vulnerable on this journey and while we are showing people who you truly are, this is the key. Namaha, namaste.